Amen. This morning, we don't have a psalm in our daily reading, but we do have Isaiah 45. What an amazing chapter in the Bible. I just love it, because usually you, when during our reading before, you have Isaiah 40, you read 44, 45, and 46, and 47, or something like that, grouped together. In the reading this time, we read Isaiah 45, and I found out that as it stands alone, it is absolutely amazing. If you're in a discussion with someone and you want to tell them who God is, turn to Isaiah 45 and you got it all right there. Because God expresses in Isaiah 45 who he is prophetically through Isaiah. And it's really interesting because he says who he is and what he does. He says in verses, the first verse through the 21st verse, he says the following things. He says he is God, and he makes it very clear. And there are no other gods that can possibly compare to him. The bottom line, he is God. He calls himself the God of Israel, the only God, the creator, the one who does all, our maker, the earth's maker. God of the angel armies, amazing God and Savior God. Wow, does that say it all? I think so. J. Vernon McGee said some interesting things, and I'm going to read those now to you, what he said about verses 21 through 25. So now I've kind of summarized what's in the first through the 21st verse. Now he goes on, and it gets a little more personable. Who made sense of these things to you? Yeah, you can put it up and just follow me. This is actually the message. This is Eugene Peterson's translation of verses 21 through 25. Not McGee, I'll get to that later. Who made sense of these things for you? Wasn't I the one? God? It had to be me. I'm the only God there is. The only God who does things right. So turn to me and be helped, amen. Saved, everyone, whoever and wherever you are. I am God, the only God there is, the one and only. I promise in my own name, every word out of my mouth does what it says. I never take back what I say. Everyone is going to end up kneeling before me. Everyone is going to end up saying of me, yes, salvation and strength are in God. All who have raged against him will be brought before him, disgraced by their unbelief. And all who are connected with Israel will have a robust, praising, good life in God. Woo! Powerful! God said it, I didn't, Isaiah didn't. God said it through Isaiah. Now, as I was doing research on this, I came across an interesting story in McGee's commentary on these verses. And it has to do with someone who I respect highly in Christianity. I think Spurgeon is one of the greatest writers that ever lived. I love his writing. He was totally in touch with God. And apparently he went to a rather dead church. Liturgical church, just kind of a dead church. So McGee says this. This is the verse used by an ignorant man, which was responsible for the conversion of Charles Spurgeon. And the verse is, so turn to me and be helped, saved, everyone, whoever, and wherever you are. And that verse was used to touch Charles Spurgeon's heart. Spurgeon was on his way to church one Sunday morning when a snowstorm hit London. Because he couldn't make it to his church, he stopped at a little church along the way. The storm was so severe that the preacher couldn't make it to his little church. So a man got up and said a few words. Spurgeon never knew the man's name. He only knew that he was an uneducated man. He chose Isaiah 45, verse 22, as his text. And what he lacked in lightning, he made up for in thunder. He said, this verse says, look unto me and be saved. He began to talk about the verse, God says you should look to him and be saved. By that time, he ran out of ammunition. He had said all he could say about the verse, so he went into the thunder department. He began to roar and pound the pulpit. Look to God, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. He looked way back in the congregation and saw a young fellow Spurgeon sitting there with a very miserable look on his face. The man said to Spurgeon, you look to Jesus and you will be saved. Spurgeon was a very brilliant man, but he did what this ignorant man suggested. He looked to Jesus and was saved. And I am so grateful that he did, because his writings have enlightened many, many on this walk with Jesus. It's really precious. So I think this is a great portion of Scripture. And you know what? We're going to stand and we're going to say that whole thing together, because it's really great. So when you go witnessing during the Christmas season, talk about God. And you don't have to remember. You just have to open to Isaiah 45 and read right from there. And you can tell everybody easily about God and what he does. Who made sense of things for you? Wasn't I the one? God? It had to be me. I'm the only God there is. The only God who does things right and knows how to help. So turn to me and be helped, saved, everyone, whoever and wherever you are. I am God, the only God there is, the one and only. I promise in my own name, every word out of my mouth does what it says. I never take back what I say. Everyone is going to end up kneeling before me. Everyone is going to end up saying of me, yes, salvation and strength are in God. All who have raged against him will be brought before him, disgraced by their unbelief, and all who are connected with Israel will have a robust praising good life. Amen. It is so nice to know we're saved, isn't it?
Amen.
How many say agree to that? So we're going to celebrate in worship this morning.
We are.
We're not just going to sing. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate what Jesus has done for us. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Kim.